this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. All right. Good job. We're live. Hey, everybody. It is, we're live. We're live. What's the date today? It's fucking March 7th, 2019. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 150. Everybody's here except for Dave 2's face. What's going on, guys?
That's true.
We lost a face.
But we saved his body, or his soul, so we're good.
My camera works in Skype, by the way.
Hey, you know what, man? Skype. If you didn't try to steal your camera, everything would be fine.
I didn't steal this camera. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. Did your brother steal it for you?
No.
We're fucking
my camera's from, like, 1980, and it works just fine.
And you can tell, because it's all grainy and shit.
Like, it doesn't instantly turn on. It takes, like, seconds for it.
Like an old,
like
old TV.
TV like pounding the side.
But it like, works. They don't make them like they used to.
And he's worried that it doesn't shut off when his computer shuts off, so he has to turn it away from, like, the new room.
And throw a towel over it.
I do. I remember when I had a meeting, and I was sick, and I had my laptop, and I, like, was laying around in, like, no clothing because I was sweaty and hot.
And masturbating.
That too, just to make myself feel better, you know? So I definitely covered up because I was like, if somehow my camera, like, I clicked the wrong button, and I'm just sitting there lounging, like, that would just be super awkward.
Whatever, you'd be appreciated more at work for that.
You'd be like, man, this guy's got balls. Like, literally, did you see him?
I mean, I could barely see him, but so it's Captain Marvel Eve. You guys excited? Excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I didn't think I would be very excited to see it, but I am looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to holding this power over people like no popcorn allowed.
That is not true.
Why is that happening?
Just because you buy people tickets does not mean you get power over them. That's not the way the world works.
I'm not seeing a problem with this.
Thanks, Adam. I agree.
Adam, you now owe half of your gold to me.
Oh, God, this is great that I have power over Mickey to give. His character owes me half of his gold. And since Dave loves him and he's his brother, he owes me half of his gold, too.
I told Amy she's getting two popcorns tomorrow, just for the fuck of it.
Is one of them got a hole in it?
She's got to sit next to, because I made an order. Let's see.
I reject your order, and I sit next to my wife.
You do not have rejection powers.
I do. Everyone has their own. You bought a ticket for each individual. You did not buy a specific seat for each individual.
Oh, I did, because it's like I bought the individual group, and then I brought two separate ones, and those are for Mickey and extra Mickey.
I think Chris is going to go. His wife.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Because that doesn't happen.
Yeah, we talked about
it
tonight.
I'm still thinking it's going to be a Dan.
Well, I don't know. After yesterday, I doubt it. I doubt it. So it'll probably be Chris.
Okay.
After yesterday
or tonight. Yeah. So.
And then I think, and then Amy. Amy's gonna say there's a whole section designed for people who just saw Aquaman. It's pretty cool.
That's nice. Yeah, so you basically, it's a section. It's called the loud section where they just keep asking questions over and over again.
I don't get
it.
What
questions she up to?
Hey, Dave, your camera's back.
Hey! Yeah,
she obviously didn't like our answers from Tuesday night.
No, she thought they were stupid.
She had to go back to the internet and ask again.
And she was like, how come nobody will answer my questions? Nobody will answer my questions! I was like, game mechanics, shut up.
Right. And she asked the questions of, like, other people who, like, are the wrong people, and they're all like, memes! Let me show you an animated GIF! And it's just like, that's not a fucking answer.
Geeks true. Next door. She was next door to us. And we answered her goddamn questions.
Yes, but now you know what it's like living with my wife, where no matter what answer I give or how much I try to help, it is the wrong answer, and I did not give the proper help.
Hey, it would be cool. She's like, yeah, we were having this discussion about the fall of Rome, Chris. Could you give me some insights? And you do, and she's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go to the internet and try and figure this out.
This random person, fakehistory.42, says that... I'm like, you son of a bitch.
She just disregards you completely.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. One, because I haven't seen, I don't think I've seen a movie with Amy in a long time, so that'll be nice to actually see a movie with her, too. It's true. And you guys. I haven't seen a movie with you guys in a while either, because you guys like don't like me anymore. Don't invite me to movies. / don't go because you're old men and you don't go
what
to movies
about?
Anymore.
Me and Ryan just went to a fucking movie the other week.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's the first one in like 36 weeks.
I know, but we're on like a streak.
Yeah.
A winning streak. All we can
sorry,
do
you know,
is look forward.
We're like the fucking Timberwolves, baby.
Ryan. A streak is not one. One is not a streak. One is a single
minimum,
digit.
It's the minimum streak, but it's the beginning.
One is the loneliest number.
Oh. Every a million streak starts with one.
Remember how all the Beatles are dead?
Except for the really happy one.
So what's going on in the world? What's going on in the world? And Amy tells me R. Kelly is like in jail or something. I don't know. I don't care too much what's going on, but I know
he's trapped in closet.
Yes, he's trapped in some sort of closet.
Is he really in jail?
Huh. Oh, he's back in jail.
Yeah, he didn't pay his child support or something like
support.
That.
Yeah, like $200,000 for.
Oh, that's how they got Al Capone, right?
That was tax evasion.
Close. Child support.
That was like the 30s version of tax evasion.
That was like the classic way in the 30s. Like, okay, we can't get you on any of the crimes because none of it works. Tax evasion?
Yeah, we'll do that. So did I ask you guys the other day how, like, if you were R. Kelly, would you legit go to a non-extradition treaty country and just not, or would you use your money to try to fight the system and try to come out as not guilty? Because he did it once, right? He was accused of, like, domestic violence or something like that, and he was found not guilty. Even when they had a video or something, I don't know.
So, do I have my brain?
No, you have R. Kelly's brain. And so this is what Amy brought up to me. She said, you know, in his world, he's so narcissistic, and he's so sheltered with life that he probably thinks that he can't go to jail. Like, he's untouchable, which makes sense. He probably does think he's untouchable. Unlike the little girls, which he did touch. See what I did there?
And made sure to film it, too.
Yes.
We have overwhelming evidence that you touched them. I did not touch them.
Pee, pee, pee. Poo, poo, poo.
Fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah. Fucking R. Kelly.
Oh, shit. Well, Dave.
I think we have to start with the saddest news of the week.
Well, I don't know if it's the saddest news.
It's debatable, if you ask me.
I felt it coming.
Pretty sad.
Well, yes. So they announced yesterday.
Luke Perry died.
Arrow. After 10 episodes.
90210.
I can't hear you. Adam keeps talking. What are you saying?
The show that kicked off the whole bunch of shows, Arrow, will be ending after 10 episodes next year, which I think 10 episodes kind of corresponds right around when they do the crossover
event. Yes, I'm okay with that. I didn't watch Arrow this year. I was done with it. So he's too brooding. I'm telling you, I like a brooding hero, but my God, give me a break.
Like, he just broods more than Batman. He's a professional brooder.
Exactly. When you're out brooding Batman, there's something wrong, man. Move on. But I'm a billionaire, I have a hot wife, and now she's just hot in general, and then I'm also super skilled, and I can do salmon ladders.
Yeah, the salmon ladder, that's the one that got you.
Hey, salmon ladders are tough, man.
Salmon ladders.
They're tough, he can do them, it's fucking impressive.
I mean, all the guys on Ninja Warrior are like, really? I do salmon ladders all the time.
And I do them in my sleep.
But, you know, so... Being that it's on CW, the channel that cancels nothing, you know, something that, you know, I think it's like, sure, they're canceling it, but I think they're doing it to really shake the world up because of the big world-ending event thing that's happening, like, that they teased in the last, and like, what, so it would have been 2018's crossover, the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
What do you mean?
So in the original Crisis on Infinite Earths, the comic book, Flash sacrifices himself to save the multiverse as the multiverse is collapsing down into one thing. But in this crossover, basically, the Monitor spoke with Arrow stocked with Oliver Queen, and Oliver Queen seemed to have made the deal that he would sacrifice himself for the universe and stuff like that to make sure that this one wasn't destroyed. So it seems very like he made a deal with an extra-dimensional creature to save this universe. And I mean, it just feels... It would be definitely something his character would sacrifice himself, because he's that kind of guy to sacrifice himself. But also, I think that's just a way to shake the things up. And now you can start something new. I mean, you could have the universe collapse, which means you could have Supergirl now in the universe prime, now because the multiple universes now collapse into each other. Then you can add, now you can leave room for Batwoman to be an official show, because the backdoor pilot was there.
It is. Something
had to give.
I understand what you're saying, but it's risky, because Arrow is their third best rated show. It tied, actually, for second as of last fall. So it's surprising they didn't try it with, like, Legends, which is way down the list, you know, or something else. I don't know.
But Legends, remember, are plucky, and we've got our people to, like, you know, hang with us.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, if you look at it from a purely business point of view, you're like, well, do we do this show that not as many people watch, or we do this show which a lot more people watch?
I think Legends could be kind of the... Okay, we're getting rid of the show Prime, but this is where you know, the characters can still show up. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Oliver Queen ends up on the ship.
See, that's not terrible. That's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I guess you can do whatever you want with that, right? You can cancel whatever shows you want, just put them on a different show, and they're also interchangeable at this point.
Right. Yep. So, well, that was the big news. The other one that got me was the old Alex Trebek, pancreatic cancer. Oh. But the way he announced it was pretty fucking money.
Yeah.
He did it in the form of a Jeopardy question.
Yeah, he's got some. I mean, the dude's been around for a long time, right? So he's got a little bit of humor around it, because it's a tough situation.
Right. Yeah, 78 years old.
Pancreatic cancer.
Cancer, which is the one that you never see coming, because I guess it's in your butt.
That's why you get your butt probed, like, every Friday night by your wife. I mean, by your doctor. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
What are you doing tomorrow night? Pancreas,
right. That's why Chris is really excited. It's not the movie. He's, like, excited to see the old Captain Marvel make its appearance.
That's true. I'm like, show me your power cosmic or infinite or whatever the fuck you use.
This may pinch a little.
She's like, I'm all gonna go Kree on you. Ronan the Accuser coming your way.
She came all the way from Uranus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Adam, come on. At least make some references in canon.
How about, like, don't worry, that's not a cat. And then she puts
exactly.
a cat in there. Like, oh, God, that's not a cat.
But I was excited because we know that the Amazon Prime is making the Lord of the Rings show.
Yeah.
And so they've kind of been teasing hints about when it's going to be set and stuff like that. And we know now when it is going to be set. It's going to be set during the Second Age. Right, which is basically when there's the fall of Numenor, when there's the big island filled with humans that were, like, Aragorn's descended from, that, like, fell into the sea and they all came over. And we know when the Second Age ends officially with the first defeat of Sauron on the side of Mount Doom and Isildur getting the ring. So we know when it ends.
Fucking Isildur, man.
I know. Fucking Isildur. He could have fucking ended that shit right away. But I mean, that's super cool.
Yeah. So, what are the main characters there? Aragorn's going to be there because he's awesome. Legolas will be there because he's timeless. Gandalf will be there.
They weren't born yet, but in my mind, it would be best if, you know, they have a young Aragorn being told all this cool stuff is happening, like being told, because he's being raised by the elves, being told their history. I think that would be a cool, like, bookend. You know, so we know a character. He's not going to look like, you know, Viggo Mortensen, because he's like 87.
He's too expensive.
Right. But, you know, it'd be cool if it was shown in flashbacks and stuff like that, or told, like, hey, we're going to tell you the story of, like, you know, of Middle-earth and all that stuff, where your people came from, because he's descended from Numenor. So I think that's a cool end that they can have.
Sure.
So the Second Age ends with the
feet of Sauron?
Yeah, remember at the very beginning of the movie where it's all like the last alliance of elves and men fought them back to the slopes of Mount Doom. And when all was lost, Isildur picked up his father's sword and cut the ring from his hand. Sauron, the enemy of Middle-earth, was defeated.
So, let's see.
But there's like, you could have the Baron and Lucien, which is basically Aragorn 1.0. Because it was basically a human fell in love with an elf, like...
That didn't work.
3,000 years ago.
Yeah, so you get half-elves, obviously.
Right, exactly. I mean, you get to see whatever fucking... there's the dude with the lance, whatever his name is. Basically another elf badass with a cool lance.
Njörmur?
Yes. So, I mean, there's lots of really cool stuff. And they can have like they can show Gandalf showing up on Earth, like the wizards, when they first arrived to Earth to go and secretly walk amongst the mortals.
Yeah, you just gotta be careful because you kind of want a tie to what people know. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. People who are gonna watch this show are probably gonna be fans, so they don't fucking care. The casual fan doesn't care anymore. They're gonna all right, never mind.
And it's just coming at the perfect time it's gonna be the end of we're gonna see the end of Game of Thrones in April, and then basically all that stuff is going to start rolling out because people need more epic fantasy to watch.
Speaking of April, April is going to be Endgame, and also the trailer we got where everyone's going to die, and it looks very sad. What'd you guys think of the trailer? The Game of Thrones trailer came out April 14th or something? Shit. Oof, boy.
It looks fucking good. It's cool to see the people that you haven't seen together back together.
It makes me sad, though, because you know everybody's going to die. Like, everybody you like is going to be dead. If not, they're going to go through such trials that they're going to change forever.
And those first scenes are just everybody huddled in Winterfell. Just the look on their faces.
Yeah, you know, the battle was the Battle of Winterfell or whatever, where they fight the White Walkers, I'm assuming the army. I'm not as interested in that as I am, like, the actual other stuff. So I hope that doesn't take up... I imagine it'll take up the bulk of the season, but I hope it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see everything else play out rather than that.
I think they said the battle's one entire episode.
Holy crap.
Yep, basically it is the longest battle scene ever filmed and put to, it's a one continuous battle scene. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see how characters like end up and what they do. Like, I don't think like Cersei's going to die. I don't think I think she's going to have, you know, she's going to be basically pardoned and left to live in a fucking tower to kind of in that way that she left that, whatever, the Sand Snake's mother to suffer as, you know, down in the thing, alive.
So do you think, I mean, and it's been a while since I watched the show, the last couple episodes, but what do you think Jaime's done with her? Because his redemption arc will be complete and he kind of is a good person at that point, but... Is he done loving her? I mean, has he put her aside?
Oh, he's getting with Brienne the Beauty.
What?
He's not even there.
They've been hinting at that, but...
I know.
Right.
Yes, they have.
Well, because... Okay.
But I could see it totally not going that way, and it just being like he respects her and maybe does something kind for her.
Yeah, that's like, it. Like, no, fucks like, her one night, and then he...
Well, no, more like she's gonna get killed, and he like doesn't let her get killed, and says,
and then
like,
has sex with
her. Have a good day, and then like you never talk again. Like that could happen too. You know what I mean?
Well, because basically, what there's the whole prophecy, right? You know, like there's a prophecy from like Maggie the Frog back when she was young. She's like, okay, you're gonna be queen. You're gonna have three kids. Those kids are gonna die, and then so you're going to be usurped basically by a younger, more beautiful, you know, until someone more younger and more beautiful comes along, right? And what's the one thing that's ever, Jamie's the thing that's kept her motivated longest, stuff like that. So someone younger, beautiful, Brienne is both younger and her name is Brienne, that they made fun of her, but she's called Brienne the Beauty, even though it's a mocking title.
Yeah, no, sure. It could work. Yep.
Yep.
Right. And I think Jamie has always wanted to be a dad, but has never been able to because of that whole situation of, like, that's your fucking sister.
Well,
but now...
Yeah, that's right. Okay,
raises,
sure.
Yeah, if he raises the kid, he's now can raise the kid with her.
Yeah.
It's not, you know... And he gets to be the dad and has a cool-ass redemption arc and stuff like that of... Because he's basically wants... In the trailer, he says he fights for life.
Yeah, that was like... That was like the thing that kind of... The statement that made me think of it. Like, yeah, he right. very much seems like he's like, I fight for life. I'm now completely opposite of what I was in episode one, season one.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because the thing, it was like in episode one, he was like, the things you do for love. Push a kid out a fucking window. And now he's basically, you know... He realized it. So,
you should have told me that this came out before you started.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man! Come on, how do you avoid it? It's impossible to avoid.
I haven't seen. Like, I realized when I popped up my computer and turned it on for the first time since last Tuesday that all my like tabs are all articles from last Tuesday. That's basically the last time I've had my head out of the water, I guess.
Out of your ass?
Yeah, I mean...
Last Thursday,
I mean. Yeah, I suppose you're working pretty hard these days. Your plate's pretty full.
Oh, yeah. Full plates. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Full plates. Everyone's got that full plate. But, yeah, so I'm super excited. You know, I think that'll be... It's going to be concise, to the point, well-paced writing.
Okay. What is the majority of the world more excited about? Game of Thrones or Endgame? And, conversely, what are you more excited about?
Well, see, now that becomes like an issue right there.
I can't have my cake and eat it too, huh?
No, I'm going to say personally, Endgame, because there's so many things that I don't know. Like, Game of Thrones, I don't know who's going to die, sure, but I have my theories on how they defeat the Night King and stuff like that. And, you know, if those play out, that's cool. I'll be like, yeah, like, I'm going to write them on a piece of paper and put them in an envelope so that I can open them up, like Johnny Carson
style. Kind of mail them to yourself. Mail them to yourself so there's a time stamp on there.
But I love Game of Thrones, but, like I love. Like Marvel movies.
Sure.
I'm probably on the opposite of that. I love Marvel, but I love Game of Thrones. However, since I haven't, like, been... It's been a while, and there's, like, a gap. I ironically might be more excited about Endgame because I do feel like there's a conclusion coming, and it's, like, pretty epic in, like, a sense of, like, this movie story arc. I think after 2 minutes and 2 seconds of watching this Game of Thrones trailer, it could easily swap, though. You know?
True. How about you, Dave?
Oh, I'm torn, but I'm probably more excited to see Endgame, just because the 10-year build-up, I'm just more excited for that one.
Sure. Okay. What about you, Adam?
I don't have a strong opinion either way.
I don't really care about either of these fucking things, so whatever.
No, I like both of them.
Sure.
But
okay, so put it this way. You die, you're dying in 3 days. You can only watch one.
That's rough, Adam. I'm sorry.
Then I'd watch the longer one. Well, wait, where would you watch the shorter one so you have more time to do other things?
Okay, you're not dying. There's a electromagnetic, an EMP that's going to go off and fry everything, but only you get to watch one of the two. Which one are you watching?
Yikes. I think Ryan's right. Game of Thrones is longer.
It's longer that's true. It is longer in content, but this is also, I don't know, 20 movies for one story arc is unprecedented, and I want to see how it all ends up. So if I never got to watch season 8 of Game of Thrones, like Dave said, I could surmise what happens. They win, those two get together, this person gets together, blah, 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 and I'd be happy. But I would be. I want to see the details. You're right. I definitely want to see the details.
I honestly think part of that is because of the distance since the last Game of Thrones versus the distance from the last Marvel movie.
You're right. I agree.
There's so many. I think the Marvel characters are better. Like, I connect with them more.
Okay, sure. That's a statement.
Yes. But, well, they're both statements. One was better. One was more founded in fact.
That's why I clarified it.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, I can understand that.
I can connect with, like, connect with them a lot easier and better than I can with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Just because there's so many characters and not enough time developing them.
Yeah, and one of them is fantasy and one of them is real life. So,
See, what happens with the Marvel movies, which is, like, usually you get a lot of cases where you're like, that was freaking sweet. Or, like, nice, that was awesome. Awesome. Sweet, that was awesome. And that's cool. That's a great. This is a great franchise. With Game of Thrones, you get a different feeling. You get a holy fuck. Holy fucking shit. Did that just fucking happen? Like, so you get a different sense. It's not always positive.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's usually not positive.
But, like, you do get, like, you get more of the, like, holy fucking, that shit just. But you do get the, like when Barristan was like, you know, hey, like, you know, like, he's like fucking pimping out and shit. Oh man, that show is so good. Game of Thrones is so good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean, but like you said, it's not always positive, so sometimes it's hard to watch. And the only thing I had, the only that was close to that in the Marvel movie was the snap, where you knew it was coming too because of the comics that you read and shit. But regardless, it was cool to see.
Snap was a holy fuck.
Yeah.
And it was especially surprising because in Game of Thrones, you're familiar with, like, holy fuck.
That's true. Occasionally
Game of Thrones does that, but that was like, whoa. Like, literally, the whole theater was partially broken. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. They were when, like, when the credits are going by and it's silent. That you've done something right.
It was impactful for certain. Yeah. They're both excellent.
Yes, let's not choose. Let's just watch them both.
Agreed. Right. Yeah, they made a Deadpool too. It's like $10 to enter, and it's like basically you click on who, you basically fill it out who lives, who dies. You know, who dies first is 2 points, who dies last.
For, you know, Game of Thrones or Endgame?
Yes, the Game of Thrones. Sorry, it's a series.
That's an interesting one. We should do that and, like.
Right. Yeah. I put a link down there, and it's like, and then there's like Schrodinger's baby, Cersei versus Dany's. You know, it's like which couple lives happily ever after? Who wins the Clegane Bowl, Gregor or Sandor, and stuff like who kills the Night King, and stuff like that.
Is it better than that? Is it better than the last one? Because the last time we did this, it sucked.
We did all right. It was fun.
What do you mean? What one was that?
We had the pool. It was a fantasy pool where it was like
the fantasy pool, and we drafted who.
Just because you misdrafted on a bunch of things.
I didn't misdraft.
Oh, that was fun. You just sucked. Everyone else had a good time.
I thought that was
kind of
fun, actually.
Yeah. We opened that up to other people too, didn't we? Or did we have two? Did we have one?
The wives were invited.
But I think that might. Did we have our own, and then we also had one between a bunch of people?
Oh, that might be true.
I think that's.
Yeah, we had.
In retrospect, we should have just had one big one.
Yeah, okay. We should have had just one.
That way we don't get to do it twice. But yeah, no, that was fun. I like that. We drafted. And wasn't it like people, and they all had specific criteria, right?
Like if they killed someone, if they had sex with someone, if they did this, if they made.
Every time they drink wine or something. So it was a little weird. But it was fun. It was just a fun, stupid thing to do. How dare you, Adam? How dare you say that wasn't fun?
Yeah, I hope that we get like a full title reading of like I put down all the titles I could write of like Jon Snow. Basically, when it gets like Aegon Targaryen, the sixth of his name, the resurrected, the rightful king of the Andals, Rhaenor, and the first men, protector of the realm, lord of the seven kingdoms, 998th lord commander of the Night's Watch, king of the North, savior of the free folk, bane of the dead, the white wolf, the prince that was promised. And I bet you there's more that we could add to that. Like, titles are fucking badass. Mm-hmm. We should have more titles.
Okay, so this is a fantasy world, and it's...
Yes.
Do you know what the official title of the Queen of England is?
No, she's probably got a great title.
Yeah, she's pretty too. She's Elizabeth II. So, in full, it's by the grace of the God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and the territories, Queen of the Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, Queen of the United Kingdom, and it just keeps going on and on. So that's kind of what they did, which is sweet.
And, that is cool. Oh, man. See, because it could have a whole bunch more. We could have, like, the Nothing Nowhere. That's fucking a cool title. The Nothing Nowhere? Bastard of Winterfell? Consort to Daenerys the Dragon Queen? Yeah, see, we could keep going.
That's a great title. I fuck this dude, this chick sometimes. That's what
yeah,
I do.
That's fucking cool, man. If she was a Dragon Queen? If they were just like, you know, you were just like, Chris Banks, Consort to the Dragon Queen, I think you would put that on your fucking license.
So what is a consort? Oh, you know, sometimes we, you know, go to bed. That's about it. All right. Good title.
So sometimes that doesn't sound that cool. Oh, but get to the end. Oh, the Dragon Queen. Now I understand why you put that on your fucking license.
Oh, I mean, I've seen her. I would definitely tell everybody.
Right. What else did I have that I thought was cool? Oh, so we got an official trailer for Good Omens, which is Amazon Prime show. Basically, it's comedy. It's very British, Ryan, so I don't know if you will like it very much, because it was written at one point in time, but now it's acted.
If it's humorous, forget about it.
It basically involves an angel and a demon trying to stop the apocalypse because they like living in the world too much.
Hmm.
It's very British and looks very funny.
Yes.
I can see that being funny.
Because they just like
agree,
living in the
like,
world.
You know, like, yeah, like, we don't agree about much, but we agree about this. Yeah, that's pretty
that nice. We like living in the world. last time we got a teaser for that Brightburn, which is basically like evil Superman kid, you know. But we got a full trailer of that. So, and it looks pretty dark and pretty great. Like, what would Superman as a kid, if, you know, like in the scenes where it's all like bullies pick on him. If you were, you know, an 8-9-year-old kid and bullies were picking on you, what would you do? Probably do terrible things to them because kids are sociopaths.
I'd turn the other cheek. Thank you very much.
That is why Superman is Space Jesus.
I can see that.
But that was pretty much what those are the big things that I had that
okay.
I thought were really funny.
Well, we'll get into other things real quick. I need you guys to tell me some answers. Who won for Best Picture at the Oscars this year?
Oh,
Black.
The Green Room.
Green Book.
Green Book. The Green Room, a new movie. Okay, who won for Best Actor?
Black guy. Actor, no, Rami Malek for
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Who won for?
Wait, did I get that one? Let me see.
Who won Best Director?
Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
Okay, who won Best Actress?
Olivia Colman for
Colman.
Interesting. Who won Original Score?
Black Panther.
Panther.
Okay. Yep. So going down the list, we have a winner of Adam. Adam, you won. You got the most points of all the people that we did vote. Good job, buddy.
Nice work, what? Bud.
Yeah.
See, look, you're the greatest.
Did I forget to vote?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Adam's a big winner. You all have to do what he says during the movie.
Good thing he's not going to be there.
Exactly.
Yay.
I hate you guys.
Hey, what's Joy going to do? What's Joy doing? Is she going to see the movie?
No, she's got like a thing with her friends.
They're secretly going to go see the movie.
No. Hey, what are they doing? A thing with their friends. I just think it's funny how you're being coy.
No, I'm serious. She's like going to dinner with her friend, two of her friends.
Oh. And then they're going to go see the movie.
Not that I know of.
Dinner and a movie. And they're going to dinner.
That's pretty hilarious.
Is one of her friends named Katie?
I believe so.
Is one of her friends named Jameson?
No.
Jameson too?
Is she friends with her own brother?
Electric Boogaloo.
Are you friends with your own brother?
Hell yeah.
No, but I, like, I'm enemies with him, so that's pretty close. It's 180 degrees on the scale.
More like frenemies.
What I think is funny is Olivia Colman was in what was it? Fucking Hot Fuzz. She was like the female cop that's all like mm-hmm. at the place making all the sexual innuendo jokes and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's pretty fun to go from like a super comedy movie like that to playing a queen and winning an Oscar for it.
She was also in a couple episodes of Doctor Who.
Right.
All
right. So,
cool.
No, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's pretty. So. It's pretty good to see. I just like to, thinking about it supports people who make are in genre of movies that I enjoy a lot. Like, and I'm surprised you haven't seen that movie yet. It's about a queen of England.
I've seen it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was, all the sex parts are great.
The sex parts. The sexeroids.
Sex parts for queens is amazing.
Oh, you're watching The Tudors, okay. Because oh, that fucking gross. that's a show about fucking queens and royal people.
Yeah, well, I watched that for like 2 seasons. There wasn't enough sex, so I turned it off.
There wasn't enough fucking. What else you got, Dave? Anything fun?
So last week we talked about Will Smith wasn't gonna Deadshot.
Oh yeah, Jaden. Jaden Smith's going to do it, right?
No, actually, Idris Elba is going to be doing it.
I don't know who that is.
They are going to replace him with, you know who Idris is. He's the Pacific Rim. He's the guy that they keep saying he should be the next James Bond.
He's the that guy from the Dark Tower. He runs around with guns and shoots people.
Yep. Oh, that guy. What's his name from The Office?
Yeah, Jim.
Yes, he was in The Office. When he's all like, I'm aware of the thing I have on women.
They are saying that that they are looking at this. They've retitled the movie to The Suicide Squad, and it's also going to act as a relaunch.
What?
As opposed to a direct sequel.
What the fuck do you do that for? I give up on DC. I give up on you guys. I like you guys. I like what you do. I like your movies more than most. But why the fuck would you do that?
I think James Gunn just wants to just take it over.
Oh,
do it.
No.
He's like, hey, I lost my Guardians of the Galaxy, so now I'm just going to do this.
Didn't they want... They're using his script, though, still, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, explain to me, convince me this is a good idea.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Play devil's advocate, play Baylor's advocate, and convince me this is a good idea.
Okay, so what they're doing is they're moving away from, the universe is all going to be shared still. I think the universe is going to be considered shared. But what they're going to do is they're not going to say, like, every movie has to have a good connection to every other movie. It's going to say, like, all DC comics take place in the same universe. Batman comics do not have to, say, crossover with Green Lantern comics every fucking movie. So basically they're saying, so rebranding it as The Suicide Squad is letting you know that this is a good jumping on point for what we know is going to be a continuation of this story.
It's a relaunch, so that means
because Margot Robbie's going to be in it still. So basically, I'm saying it's like, because we basically knew Suicide Squad was there so Batman could fucking show up for the fucking one little bit. The Joker could be there for the bit that he's going to be in there for, which was too much.
But are they saying that the first one didn't happen now?
No, they're saying it did happen.
Isn't that what a relaunch is?
I think, but see, a relaunch, I don't know if that's the right verbiage that we could have.
All
right.
If that's not what they mean, then I'm fine. If they ignore the first one, I'm annoyed by it. If they acknowledge it and grow with it, I'm fine with it. I don't care what you do.
I mean, they did say they're going to relaunch. He's going to use DC characters that have not been used before, except for Deadshot and Harley Quinn.
But Deadshot's being recast.
Right. but he's still going to be Floyd Lawton. Like, the same guy, the same character.
I just think you make a mistake. I kind of like the Marvel approach where you're like, this is the character in this movie, in this universe, kind of a thing. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure it'll be great, and Will Smith will show up and be get jiggy with it and shit, and everything will be great.
No.
But, okay, connected to Suicide Squad, so they basically have Suicide Squad in Arrow because of Argus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they've been hunting down this guy called Dante, basically. He's like the money behind all the bad things that happen in the world. And when we finally got to see him, he was played by I was born 500 years ago
in the
Highlands of Scotland.
Really?
I am immortal, and I am not alone. Fucking Adrian Paul.
Is he
fucking Duncan MacLeod?
Is he immortal? Because if he's immortal, he should have a lot of money for all this stuff.
he is quite a badass dude. He's got short hair. He does not look like he has aged much of all. Like, he's throwing knives, doing fucking spin kicks, doing all badass shit. He looks awesome. He's doing cool things, and I'm like, if they make him immortal, that would be fucking cool.
That's just a good idea.
Fuck it, there's an immortal. Yeah, but he looks badass.
Huh. God damn, I just looked at a recent picture. He looks the same.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, he... And
he's got the Jean-Luc Picard.
He's 59 years old, and he looks the same.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, like, who the fuck played it? Who played him in the original movie? It was Christopher Lambert, right?
Lambert.
Okay, so Christopher Lambert, let me look it up at a recent image. Okay, he breaks it. I thought maybe if you were a Highlander, you didn't age, because Sean Connery doesn't really age, and right. Adrian Paul doesn't really age, but he's looking kind of old, so maybe he didn't get the Highlander juice.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's like Highlander's coming back, because Christopher Lambert is in Blacklist now, is basically an assassin guy who, like, does the classic thing where he gets plastic surgery so he can look like different people and stuff like that and commit assassinations or whatever and stuff like that. And so now he looks like Christopher Lambert.
Mm.
Here we are.
Yeah. But it was fucking cool to just show up and kick a little ass.
That is neat. I like it.
So, all right. Okay. I'm done with that. I just thought that I fixed Suicide Squad by making sure that there was an immortal in it.
As long as you, like I said, as long as you don't just ignore a movie, I'm fine. Like, you can't just be like, oh, that never happened. Well, you can, but it makes me annoyed, you know?
Just right. does. It didn't happen.
Just does. So, yeah. I assume, Dave, you have some more things to talk about. Is that correct?
The only other thing I had was...
No, hang on. So you do have some other things.
Just one.
Is it a fun thing?
Probably not.
What the fuck? Does anybody have anything else that's fun? Okay, you think about it, because I'm going to bring us down, and you can bring us back up.
Shit,
you understand? I'm going to bring us down, and you guys can bring us back up.
I'm waiting for Ryan to bring us back up.
Well, good luck. So, you guys didn't know Brad very well. My friend Brad, he passed away this evening. And he's the first friend from childhood that I knew growing up that passed away. And you probably knew him, like, you know, in passing. And cancer, you know, cancer sucks. But I've never had a childhood friend die so far, honestly. And I think it's affecting me more than I thought it would, because me and Brad weren't really close, which is weird, because we were always together. Like, growing up, we always were in the same class. We always sat next to each other because our last names were both B's. We were always on the same baseball team. We were always hanging out with friends, but we still weren't close, which is weird, you know? And I couldn't really think about that, why that was. And I think I settled on the fact that I think we were really very similar. We didn't talk a lot. You know, we're kind of closed down and closed. We let other people, we kind of interacted through other people. And sometimes if you're really similar to somebody, I think you see things in yourself. You don't really, you know, I was very, what's the word when you're like kind of drawn in? not extroverted, but I was very
introverted.
I was very introverted when I was a kid. And I think I didn't like that. And so maybe I saw that in him, and maybe we kind of recognized it even on a base level, and that's why we never really were big friends. But it sucks. It sucks, and I hope his family is doing okay. And what I wanted to talk to you guys about is, like, the one thing, if I don't know. I don't know what it would be like to go through this, but obviously I've been through similar things, but I don't know what it's like for yourself. And I was thinking, I think the big thing if for me, if I was going through it, would be that I would want to know my kids would be okay. And I imagine most parents are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're kind of an acquaintance or you're kind of on the outside, like how do you help with that? What can you do to try to, obviously I can't tell him that his kids are going to be okay, but what can you do for a family to try to, I don't know, see that everything's, I don't know, what do you do? You know, like this is one of those situations where it just sucks and there's not a whole lot you can say other than it just sucks. But what can you do for a family like that where you're not really connected, but you're kind of connected, you know? Any thoughts on that? Told you I was going to bring us down. This is, I've never really dealt with something like this before, honestly. I can't think of anything ever.
When did it happen?
Tonight. In fact, we were supposed to play, our Thursday night group was supposed to come, and as soon as they got here, like as soon as stuff started, Nick got a call, and he pretty much took off right away because he knew it was happening tonight. So I'm sure it's not even general knowledge right now, but I did see a few things out on Facebook, so I'm not breaking anything. I'm not spoiling anything or breaking any news or anything, so...
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. And they knew it was happening. In fact, this Saturday, there was an open house. People were supposed to go there, talk to them, say goodbye kind of a thing. And it was starting to look even worse. It didn't even, you know, because we didn't even get to Saturday. So, and to be honest, I was kind of felt weird about that because that was basically going to be like a memorial service to somebody who's still alive. So, which I thought would be strange, but I was looking forward to at least saying something. Or I had a baseball I was going to give him that he signed when he was a kid. I was going to give to his kid or something. So I don't know. I don't know what you do. And I don't know if there's any answers or if anybody has any insight, but I don't know what you do for the family that has lost something like that. When you're not really close, it's easy. If you're close, you could just be there. You can offer to listen. Right. You can offer a shoulder. You can offer to help. But when you're not really, you're just tertiarily connected. There's not a whole lot, you know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe that's not something we need to answer. I don't know if anybody has any. But I'm sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
It's tough because you're trying to think. You know, what does the family want for them? You know, rather than what do you want for yourself as a way to, like, you know, feel like you're active about it, something. Because sometimes that's the worst, is when you, like, feel like you can't do anything. And you can't, maybe.
And maybe you can't. That's what I was trying to think back. Like, Brad was around when Persephone died. And, you know, he was at the memorial service. And I talked to him a little bit. But honestly, he was probably going through his own stuff, and I didn't want anything from him, and I don't think I would have wanted anything from him. Now, obviously, it's not the same thing, but it's as close as I can get to trying to feel what they might want. But yeah, if anybody out there has any advice or ideas, or just you know, what is the Beyer family? I'm sure could use some love.
I think kind words, of course, and probably kind words over time, because you know how you get that burst of support, and then it's the lull. So maybe think about the lull, think about the kind words those times. I don't know.
Or...
That sucks, man. You got me down, man, because I like that guy, and sucks.
Told you. Yeah, I'm excited.
And it sucks when you got kids involved, and like, it's just hard.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of a quite gruff guy. I always actually kind of liked that, his style, because he was kind of like a no bullshit, like, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he always took me off as like the borderline between like kind of like a gruff, frank kind of dick, but not really a dick, but like really direct and then quiet at the same time.
Yeah, well, that goes back to his you don't really speak about your feelings. You just kind of bottle them up, and then you want what you want, and you need what you need. But if you're not good at asking for it, you get angry a lot. And I completely understand that, and I sympathize with it.
It reminds me of my brother, actually.
Yes, because, he does, actually.
You know, the thing is, you could tell, and that's why I like, whenever he, like, talked, and he said, like, something gruffly, and I was like, you know, I know exactly where he's coming from. I like that. I like his style. But I didn't know him well at all, you know. I just bumped into him.
I will mention that my two, like, for some reason, I have two vivid memories. I have a bunch of small memories of Brad, like hanging out at Mark's house and stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons why we hung out a lot, or why we knew each other, because Mark was super extroverted. And we both just sat around listening to Mark talk, basically, right? And that was fine for us. That's what we wanted out of life, was just to be around people but not have to open up. Just listen to somebody who's extroverted be around, you know. And I kind of changed when I got older, especially through the military and stuff. So I think I got more extroverted. But I remember in, like, 7th grade or something, I remember the teacher wrongly, like, accused him of something. And he got so mad, he, like, threw his book and stormed out of the room. And for some reason, that's one of my memories I just remember of Brad, because he was very, he would do things I didn't have the balls to do. So, like, if I was angry at a teacher, I would just get quiet and, like, put my head down and get upset. Brad would throw throw something and run, go down to the principal's office and sit there and listen to somebody bitch at him, so... So that's one of my very vivid memories. My other one is his throw. Like, we talk about all the time when we got together, is he had this throw at he was an outfielder. He was center fielder when we played baseball, and I was a catcher. And some guy hit the ball, and it hit the fence, the back fence. And if you know a baseball field, the back fence is pretty fucking big. And Brad had a fucking hell of an arm. He just wasn't the most accurate guy in the world. Remind me of Wild Thing, to put it into movie world for everybody. He picked up that ball after it bounced the fence. It hit the once, and he threw it on a dime to me, just bounced once. I caught it at home, and we tagged the guy out who was trying to score. And I've still never seen a throw like that. And you put it into perspective. Major league fields are bigger, but you can't do that on a major league field. People just don't do that. So it was impressive to see somebody be able to, and as a kid, somebody be able to do that. It was really cool. And we always talked about whenever we get together, that throw. It was known as the throw. I think that was the year we were undefeated, and it was pretty something. So, but anyways, cool. Thanks for letting me talk about him. It's like I said, I don't have anything. I don't really have any words or anything. I know no words really help the family right now. But just being there, I think, helps. So now that we're down, somebody, Dave, I hope you got something fun. You said it was fun.
Well, I've been a fan of Gundam Wing for quite
a while. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
What the hell is Gundam Wing?
Mobile Suit Gundam. So this is really just like, think like Robotech.
Big knockoff, mechs.
Maybe a little bit, but they're, you know, people in flying mechs and fighting each other, and I used to build the little models and all that. Well, last year we kind of talked about that they announced that they were doing a live action adaptation of the anime, and this just today, or maybe it was yesterday, they announced that they have an actual author, writer, and executive producer who's going to be it's Brian K. Vaughan. He's the one that's done The Runaways right now on Hulu.
He's the writer of Saga. How about that?
Yeah.
That'll make
he's
you feel
the writer of Saga. I was getting there.
So wait a minute. So, is this the Gundam Wing? Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
So is this Voltron-looking motherfucker?
Yes, it's exactly Voltron.
God damn it. They just steal from Voltron.
No, Voltron is... It was that
Voltron
weird Japanese thing.
That come together.
I know.
This is different.
I know. It looks... I know. But it reminds me of same of... fucking... What's that? God damn. Ready Player One. The dude has 1 minute. He takes the form of... In the battle...
Fucking Gundam!
Yes.
That's exactly what he takes the form of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So, that makes me excited. I like it.
Okay. Interesting. That was stupid. Somebody else think of something. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm glad you found it.
That was fucking stupid.
entitled to his own opinion on animation.
Right.
What's funny is, there's a video game I played like a long time ago, and I think it was this. It was a gun. How do you say it? Gundam?
Gundam?
Gundam.
Gundam.
I don't remember what platform it was on, and when I played it, I think it came like free with whatever it was. Like, it was either my, I think it must have been a computer, but like, I remember thinking it was super fucking fun and liking it and really never hearing of anybody else playing it. And now when you said it for this first time and looked at the pictures, I think it's the same one.
Really?
So, yeah, I do.
Well, they had,
it might have been
the Wars Gundam.
It was old. It would have been like a Gundam, like versus... we're talking 80s.
It was probably Gundam wasn't around. Wait a minute.
I think it was just their PlayStation game here, maybe. Gundam versus Extreme
Mobile Suit Gundam in 2000.
I remember maybe. That. I remember that name from a video game. Yeah, you're right.
So that's funny that Mike, you remember this. I only have one connection, which was a game which I didn't have any clue about. Oh, yeah, it's PlayStation 2, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Fuck yeah. But yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Let's watch this shit or whatever.
Speaking of death, so the well, Gundam's dead, my friend died, and apparently Luke Perry died. The only good parent on Riverdale passed away.
90210.
That's sad. What the fuck? Why somebody say something to bring us up?
keep making it harder.
I know.
Twins on twins, Chris. What's going on with twins on twins?
We haven't done an episode yet. Twins haven't. I guess we could do a preseason episode. That's true. Good point, Adam. I'll work on that. I've been lazy.
You could talk about Snow and being out till May.
Also,
you're out till May.
You could have some sort of photos that you took. Did you take photos?
I took videos. I took a whole shitload of videos, which I was going to stop and take still images of when I got around to it. I should do that. I'm just lazy.
Me too.
You know.
Adam, you can't be lazy. Your plate is full. So you being... so me being lazy with a plate that isn't full isn't that much. But since your plate is so full and you says have such little time, you being lazy is like me being like 20 times as lazy. The math works, right, Ryan?
I want to say yes, but I'm not right. sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you have less time,
yes.
Each minute that you're lazy is equivalent to way more of me, who has way more free time.
I'll take your word for it.
Dun-dun-dun. Dun. Oh, it was too late.
So, Disney... Well, here's something... Like, I thought that was pretty great. Disney streaming service will include the entire Disney motion picture library. Remember
including
growing up...
Marvel?
Well, yes, but they're talking about their movies. Remember when the Disney used to be like, oh, it's coming out of the Disney vault, only for a limited time. You can buy on VHS. You can buy fucking Bambi.
They still do that.
But they're saying they won't. It's because it's going to be streaming. It's not like they're going to put shit back in the vault. Yeah, so basically the CEO said to confirm that the whole motion picture library will come shortly after the service launches this year. So it's like, he's like, there you go. So you can watch all 57 feature films produced by Walt Disney Animation Studios, beginning with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and continuing to its most recent thing, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
You can see the level of racism decrease through time as time
goes
on. That's
what everyone's waiting for. They're like, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Is anyone going to watch the Song of the South? I don't know. It's like, I'm Briar Rabbit. I'm not a racist caricature of black people at all. You're like, okay.
Speaking of the Disney service, though, we did get that our first Marvel film will not be on Netflix. It's going straight to Disney as Captain Marvel. So when it comes out, it is not going to Netflix like usual. It's going to the Disney streaming service. And then eventually they'll all follow suit once they run out. So that means Endgame is probably also going to be, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
bullshit.
Start paying more companies more money.
But now if I can, like, what can I lean out? I can lean out, because they said it's going to be less than Netflix. So if I can lean out something, I'm willing to take one thing, too. Basically, because I'm going to get all the things I like in one place. Like, Jeff likes Disney movies, and I like a good number of Disney movies. But I like Marvel and Star Wars. I'm pretty good to go. If I can watch any Marvel movie whenever I want, and like, that'll be great.
Yeah, I will say when we went to Disney Springs, you know, just the shopping center, it was cool to see this. Oh, there's the fucking Marvel headquarters you can go into and look at shit and buy shit, and there's the Star Wars trading post you can go and buy shit, because it adds so much to be able to, I mean, those franchises, it was expensive, right, when they bought them, but they're going to pay it off, like, they must be paying off like crazy over time. It's like the ultimate investment. It's like the ultimate stock purchase.
Right, yeah.
But anyways, my point being, they had, these things were, they're cool for me to be able to go to, because if I just went to Disney, like, as an adult, I might not like the rides or stuff, or I might not want to see all the Disney stuff. But when you add Marvel and fucking Star Wars into it, all of a sudden it becomes badass again.
Right, exactly. And they are saying because whatever the Star Wars section of Disneyland is opening up later this year, but they're saying like you can go into it 100%. As part of your normal purchase of the pass into Disneyland, except for like the first few weeks where they're saying like you got to get reservations because this place is gonna be fucking ridiculous.
That's not the time to go. Yeah, I know, right?
Right. I mean, but you know, there's the people who are just like, I gotta be there day one. But they're saying like you need reservations to get into a section of a theme park because it is going to be so packed.
Okay.
Everyone else is going to be there.
And there's the people right. like that live there, like the person Peg, when I live with, when I visited her, I stayed with her, and they go twice a month because they have year passes, and they just go up to Disney twice a month because it's a 2-hour drive. Why would you not? Right?
If you had to guess, I don't know, I haven't looked. What a year pass would be like living in state
for a Florida resident?
Yeah.
A couple $100.
I say $400.
If I went,
that's my guess. I don't know. I think we should all guess, so we should find out. I think we should all guess, and then we'll see who's closest.
Okay. Well, Dave's looking.
No doing this 401 shit.
Okay. I'm gonna say, because it's basically. I wonder if they have tiers too. It's like 2 times a month kind of thing, or like every fucking day kind of thing. They might be a different kind of thing. I'm gonna say $499. I think that's like $500.
$499? Are you out of your mind?
I know.
Wait, what are we bidding on?
Stop watching the trailer.
I'm not watching the trailer.
So basically he's saying that there is a pass to go to Disneyland. You buy it every year and you can go like X amount of times a year or something like that. Like what would that cost?
As a Florida resident.
As a person who lives in Florida.
And what is the X?
We don't know if they have separate tiers. But Chris says $400. I said $499, you know, like what is this big pass that allows you to get to Disney World?
Oh, so there is some pass. We don't know what X is.
It's a yearly pass. We don't. It might just be whenever you want a yearly plant pass for somebody who lives there. How much is it?
Okay, I'm gonna go with $2,200.
Okay. What do you think, Adam?
I'm gonna think. $7 million.
Oh, right in the middle.
$7 million. Wow.
Okay.
$700.
Okay. All right. So, Dave, what do you got for us? What is it?
Well, I've got the non-Florida. That is just a Disney Platinum Pass. Is $894 per person.
So that's outside of Florida.
Yeah, that's non-Florida.
Okay.
You have to log in and create an account to get to Florida. Because it needs to know that I'm a resident.
All right.
Oh, no, Florida resident is $849. Oh, no. That's the it is $849 for the Disney Platinum Pass if you are non-resident in $749. So you save $100.
Yep. There it is.
Oh, Adam kicked our ass. Good job, Adam. I mean, you went over, so technically I win. But
I said 700.
Is that unlimited?
Entries get guests to unlimited admission to Magic Kingdom Park, Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney's Animal Kingdom, Blizzard Beach, Typhoon Lagoon, ESPN Worldwide of Sports Complex.
So basically what this tells us, we're all really good guesstimators except for Ryan.
I was thought it was going to be some trick question, and I was like... trying to like guess that it was higher than I actually thought it would be, So I overplayed my situation there.
Fucking now, as a Florida resident, you can also get like their gold and silver passes. So now it's dropping down even further. So I'm like trying to pull up what the silver pass is.
Gold pass is basically there are blackout dates. Like you can't go between March 24th to April 6th or Christmas time. You can't do 12th, the 20th of December to the 31st.
That's their busy season, yeah.
Yep.
The silver pass pretty much takes out the whole summer. You can't go during the summer.
Why would you want to go during the summer? Fuck, it's hot there in the summer.
Right?
That's all that everyone kept telling me. Don't come to Florida in the summer. You can't even walk around. It's so hot.
That's funny because one of my biggest memories is like was third grade. I got out of school to go down to Florida for a week to visit family down there. And we went to Disney World. It was great and stuff like that. But we went to the beach and I got sunburned really bad. And some asshole kid, I don't know who, slapped me on my back and I cried so hard because it blistered up in a fucking handprint.
Oh, but shit.
Was your brother?
My brother wasn't old enough. He came with because he had to, but he would have been 2.
It all makes sense now. I completely understand why you don't like the heat now, because it's a psychosis in your head now.
The thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Like, deep down, it is a fucking deep hatred of, like, this heat causes pain.
Fuck, in another universe, me and you are out running in the heat because you love the heat so much and you never went down to Florida. Just one little stream,
I don't think that's
degree
another
change.
Universe. There was a different situation where he went to like California and he was on the beach and like he got a fucking crab bit his back. But he had sunburns.
Right.
Like everyone, it's like a kind. It's like the
no,
Spider-Verse.
I disagree.
It's
Spider-Verse. No, it's not the Spider-Verse.
It's the Spider-Verse. There's always a Spider-Man. There's always an incident that makes me hate the heat.
I just know.
If you're gonna go to the cool the cool multiverse thing, imagine. Now this one's gonna noodle you. There's a universe where I love running in the heat, and you fucking hate running altogether.
That can't happen, actually. That's because Spider-Verse.
That is your version of
the Spider-Verse says I have to like the heat, and Spider-Verse also says you have the possibility of liking the heat. It always Spider-Verse is in my favor. You should remember that Spider-Verse always spiders in your favor.
Right. Ooh, but see, there's the Premier Annual Passport, which is $1,579, which allows you to play golf.
What?
Yep. Yeah, it gives you all the all the regular stuff, plus you get go to Oak Trail Golf Course for complimentary green fees.
I don't want to fucking play golf, but I guess if you're older,
it's funny, for an extra $700.
Well, it's probably like $100 a round or something. I can see that.
Yeah.
They don't have like a senior citizens discount, huh? I wonder if they do. That's what I thought your silver package would be. Oh, the Silver Hair Club.
The Silver Hair Club. Basically, it just starts the lower you go, they just start eliminating days. Like, no Saturdays or Sundays. And then these blackout dates.
I bet if you're like, if you live there, that's probably not even that bad because you don't usually want to go on the weekend or,
right.
you know. That's probably okay. Yeah, I can see that. I wonder if
because it would be good because most of the time you'd be like, okay, cool. If we're gonna go to Disney, someone's gonna come and visit us, and nobody wants to go on the weekend, so let's go during the week.
Yeah, I kept. I had this sad thought. Like, just outside of Universal and Disney, there's all these small theme parks, like Fun World, you know, and it looks and I kept thinking, man, if your kids were like 4 and you're like, let's go to Disney, and you're a dickhead parent, you could just tell them that's Disney World and save some bucks. That's your memory,
shitty hotel,
and that's your memory of 6. Yeah, that's your memory of Disney, right. As a kid you're like, we went to Disney and it sucked, and then you grow up and you're like, this is Mom, you fucking brought us to Fun World. You said it was Disney, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, look at the mascot of Fun World. This is Mucky the Mouse. Hey, kids, I'm Mucky the Mouse.
Welcome to our Swamp Lagoon.
Right, exactly. Look, you can see an alligator over there.
But here's the thing.
Is that just a regular alligator? Yeah.
You know there are poor people that have done that to their kids when they think they're too young to remember because they can't afford to go to Disney. Oh, it makes me sad. makes me sad. All right, let's be done with the charade. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, if you don't check us out on Facebook, you're dead to me.
Where would they check us out on Facebook?
They could check us out at Geeks Next Door. Send us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com. And we got our own website, that's geeksnextdoor.xyz.
That sounds right. Good job. Okay, everybody, have a good week. We'll be back next week, and I think that's it. Say goodnight, everyone.
Night, everyone.
Good night.
Night, brother.